Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and on today's program, we're going to be talking about the importance of men's health. Before we start with our program, I do have a couple of announcements I'd like to share. The June Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting will be held tomorrow, June 4th, beginning at 9 o'clock. We will be meeting in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center, and there is an exterior door that is located along the sidewalk between the hospital and the clinic to enter into the clinic boardroom. At 9 o'clock, we'll have refreshments, free blood pressure checks provided by staff. The meeting itself will get underway at 9:30, where we will have announcements from law enforcement and area agency officials, as well as upcoming events from around Hamilton County. The program will follow and will be presented by Patsy Brock. She will be talking about the 250th anniversary WC to DC trip for adults. As many of you probably know, for years, Educator Patsy Brock inspired 8th grade students through the unforgettable WC to DC tours to Washington, D.C. This past spring, she brought the journey full circle, leading a group of adults on the 250th anniversary WC to DC trip for adults. We do encourage you to join us for this program as Patsy shares memorable stories, favorite moments, and photos from this once-in-a-lifetime adventure through the nation's capital. Again, join us tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. I do want to mention SALT meetings are free and open to the public. We hold them every other month at different locations throughout Hamilton County. Also, I want to mention the June Community Blood Drive in Webster City will be next Thursday, June 11th, from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. Appointments are encouraged. However, walk-ins are welcome. The easiest way to make an appointment is to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. Donors will receive a fresh, delicious cookie from Scooters in Webster City and a 20% off coupon to be used at the gift shop at Van Deest Medical Center. Again, the June Community Blood Drive is next Thursday, June 11th, from 12:30 to 5:30. And with that, we are ready to start into our program. June is Men's Health Month, a time to raise awareness about the importance of physical health and mental health for men at every stage of life. Joining us for this topic and this show is family practice physician, Dr. Adam Swisher. Good morning to you, Dr. Swisher.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on your show. I'm looking forward to doing this and giving a little education today.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to join us. So let's start with why it is so important for men to prioritize their health and preventive care.
The number one thing to actually prevent disease is actual yearly examinations. It's taking your health serious. You know, starting when you're really young, what are the things that your parents did for you to keep you healthy? They brought you in for yearly appointments. You got your immunizations. You talked with your doctor. Then a lot of times, young men, especially after they graduate, which I have one graduating, so it really brought this to light, the importance of talking about this, that they go off to college. You know, they leave the nest, and guess what they forget to do? They forget to keep their yearly examinations. Again, those yearly examinations are of critical importance. It's asking questions, it's identifying changes, it's checking your blood pressure, it's making sure you have your immunizations. A lot of times, young men don't do that. And when do they return? Well, that can be a tricky question. Sometimes not for years. Sometimes it's not till they're 30, 40, 50. And then what happens? Something has gone wrong. They seek attention on things that could have been very preventable. So again, I think it's one of those things that making sure that you're having a yearly physical exam, you stay in touch with your PCP, It's extremely important to your health.
So very, very true. Men are significantly less likely than women to seek preventive care services. Why do you think that is?
Sometimes it's the age, it's the understanding, it's the taking time to come in. Mm-hmm. It's the, hey, I'm here to work. It's the idea of, I'm healthy, I'm fine, I feel fine. Why do I need to go in when I feel just fine? It's the things that you don't identify early that can lead to problems. And a lot of times, yeah, it's the women that I encourage you women to make sure that the men in your lives come in for examinations. Because a lot of times, that's who they're going to listen to. And moms out there, same thing. Make sure your young men come in for examinations.
Yes, so very true. So really the program is about, is not just for men, but for the women that are in men's lives.
Absolutely.
And encouraging these important visits. What are some of the biggest health concerns you commonly see in men today?
Different things at different ages. So a lot of times with my exams, I like to do a little education, especially those adolescent men on, hey, why do you need to come in? Why do you need to come back yearly? Why, hey, over breaks from school during summer, you should come in. Young men, the number one cancer is actually testicular cancer. And so it's talking about those things that sometimes young men are embarrassed to talk about.
Right.
You know, they don't want to acknowledge, hey, they're growing up and things are changing. It's giving the ideas, breaking those barriers on, hey, you should be doing a testicular exam. Hey, if you have a bowel movement, you should look at it. You know, it's identifying changes. And if there is a change and a concern, you get it addressed. Mm-hmm. I always tell patients they really need to advocate. When men are a little bit older, say their 20s or 30s, now they got a different set of comorbidities that we can see. But a lot of times we start seeing elevated blood pressure, increased stress, even mental health, which that can start at a very early age and extend all the way through end of life, doesn't get addressed. Well, why? Hey, it's important. I've had a number of patients that over the years, they didn't want to talk about mental health. They didn't want to talk about medications until you started that discussion that, hey, did you realize 9 out of 10 people will have been on an antidepressant at one point? Did you realize it's normal, it's okay? Did you realize how much information we're trying to take in on a regular basis that our brain synapses can't process those things? And if you don't get it treated, it's not only going to impact you, it's going to impact others around you. It can affect your job, your quality of life, and even lead to things that are much more significant. And so it's getting those things addressed. And a lot of times, yeah, as men, we think we need to be doing other things instead of taking care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I tell patients, well, you can't take care of others if you're not around to take care of them. So get in and get examined.
It's so true. And mental health is directly tied to a person's physical health. We know
Absolutely.
That. And so we'll be talking about that too. Well, that was perfect, Dr. Swisher. You mentioned a couple things there that will just lead right into our next couple of questions about preventive care and screenings. So what routine checkups should men be scheduling every year?
Every year, number one most important thing, an annual wellness exam. Get in, because there's different things at different ages that we want to screen for. Prostate cancer, a lot of times if you develop symptoms, we may do it a little bit earlier, but a lot of times we'll start doing even blood work like a PSA starting around age 50. Colon cancer screening, that starts now at age 45 for your colonoscopy, Cologuard, and even there is a newer test that is drawn from the blood. However, it's not completely out there in all organizations, but it's coming along that there are studies about using your DNA to screen for colon cancer through a blood draw. Which I know a lot of people are hesitant about colonoscopies or even doing the Cologuard. This may make it easier, but for right now, the gold standard is still the colonoscopy and or the Cologuard. That starts at age 45. If history of smoking, well, we start low-dose lung cancer screenings at the age of 50 for lung cancer. And again, if there's changes in health, we want to do those screenings early on and be preventative and proactive. And that's where the physical exams come into play. They show that the number one thing to reduce morbidity and mortality is a yearly physical examination. If you want to reduce cost to healthcare, if you want to reduce hospital admissions or readmissions, one of the most important things is getting your examination done.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned, I know, covered prostate health, colon cancer, lung cancer screening. How about what age should men begin screenings for, say, their blood pressure, cholesterol, even diabetes?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends, based on bodily risk factors as well as family, having at least a one-time lipid panel before the age of 10. In terms of cholesterol screenings, depends on those risk factors. And again, that's also an important aspect that I'd like to talk about is during your physical examination, it's about you, but how can I best treat you? It's about knowing your family history. If I know what's in your family history, say heart disease or strokes or depression, anxiety, it helps me to better understand you and look at things for prevention. Otherwise, depending on age, around age 40 to 45, getting a yearly lipid panel is important. But again, if there are things such for women, you know, hey, they got a risk family history of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. When do we start? When, you know, it really changes those guidelines. So again, make sure that you have that discussion with your provider on what your medical history is, but your family's medical history as well.
Right. And if they do have that family history that, you know, may predispose them to mm-hmm. something, they could start doing maybe some additional things early on 100%. So that it prevents that.
Yep. And like you said, just even a lipid panel, hey, someone comes in their 20s and we know that there's heart disease and they maybe haven't had one. Okay, well, let's have you come in fasting. Let's get a lipid panel. If it's normal, great. Let's repeat it in 5 years. Mm-hmm. If it's not, okay, here are the things for prevention. Or even, wow, your fasting glucose is a little elevated. Let's check an A1C. Okay, maybe you're close to that pre-diabetic range. Well, what things can we do to intervene now to keep you from becoming diabetic or to keep you from having a heart attack? And again, it's that early initiatives, that prevention is important, and that's where the yearly exams really are emphasized.
Are critical, exactly. Thank you. What symptoms should men never ignore?
A lot of them. What I always tell patients is if there's something that's different, something isn't right, get it checked out. And if you don't feel that someone listened, advocate. There are different things that can happen that, you know, hey, say I'm developing headaches. They're new. They're not typical for me. Well, why? Okay, yep, your blood pressure is too high. Blood pressure issues. Depression, anxiety, feeling down, feeling hopeless, feeling blue. Get in. Be seen. It's normal. Mental health should never be overlooked. Chest pain. Hey, I'm developing chest pains. Well, why? Is it stress? Is it lack of sleep? Is it diet? Is it the type of things you're drinking, such as energy drinks and pop and not getting enough water? What things can we do? So anything that's atypical for you, have that assessed. Not only just during your wellness exam, if it's new, go in and get screened. Go in and get it checked out. Mm-hmm. Don't wait.
Such a good message to listen to your body. And just like you said, if something seems off, doesn't seem quite right, follow that gut instinct.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Get it checked out. So I want to make sure that we talk about heart disease. Heart disease remains a leading health concern for men. So what lifestyle habits most impact heart health?
So genetic factors are hugely important. So again, knowing what family genetic history there is going to be important. However, what things go on right now? Well, life is a rush. There's always too much going on. It's less family meals, family dinners. It's eating more processed, unhealthy foods. It's not going in for your examinations, not having your cholesterol checked. It's not sleeping well. It's the stress every day that impacts you. Your blood pressure goes high. You're not eating right. You're getting too much salt. And again, all those factors just snowball into an unhealthy risk. And so having those discussions with your provider, talking about dietary changes, talking about reducing stress, talking about the importance of sleep, that is a common theme that I've had with my patients on how critical sleep is to your overall health, from mental health to physical health to overall health, that you really need to get a good 7-8 hours of restful sleep at night. And if not, why? Mm-hmm. Why are you not getting that good rest, and what can we do to make that better? And there's a lot of different things, from putting your phone away to turning the TV off to exercise. And again, a lot of those things need to be discussed on a yearly basis. Prevention, a lot of things we can do early on, such as the lifestyle things, eating healthier, exercising, adequate sleep, drinking more water. And again, having those yearly labs. And if we need medications, starting on those medications. I have a lot of patients now that use Dr. Google for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want to start that medication because of the side effects. And my typical response is, well, you wouldn't drink water if you looked at the side effects of water, or you wouldn't eat a hamburger or anything, that is, if you read the side effects on that too. And so some of it is now this educational pushback, especially since COVID, but also understanding data, literature, what are double-blinded, randomized controlled trials, what do those actually mean? How did we get to using those medications, and why, and what are the indications, and what things can be done to manage some of these things on our own are very important subjects to discuss with your primary provider.
Mm-hmm. And I am so glad that you are covering all the topics, stress and sleep. Sleep is so very important. And we just did a program with our respiratory care manager about the importance of sleep, and talking even about sleep apnea. And there are solutions for people that do not sleep well. And so I can't stress it enough. I mean, each program, if I could just weave it in, I just feel like it's so very important.
You know, it's not talked about a lot. And that's one of those things that when I'm talking with patients and about different comorbidities, sleep tends to typically come to the forefront of that conversation. Like I said, there's definitely sleep things like sleep apnea or narcolepsy that can affect things. However, a lot of it is lifestyle. The things that we're doing isn't allowing for sleep. The number one prescribed med in the U.S. are actually sleep aids. And sleep aids, for the most part, are not necessarily dependent forming, but they're habit forming. Well, if I don't take it, I'm not going to sleep. Well, what are things that we can do so we don't have to depend on medications or supplements? Well, the first and probably biggest thing, shut the TV off and turn the phone off. You know, even though the phone may be on silent, it still vibrates, or it's still in the room. The television, it distracts you mentally. It's doing the things that your parents did for you when you were little. It's setting a time to go to bed. It's knowing when you have to wake up. It's the sleep hygiene techniques that really factor in, that if you can continue that from an early age, instead of learning those bad habits of staying up late and watching TV and getting on Xbox for young men, or the phone, you know, hey, I got to check out my Facebook page, or I got to snap somebody. Turn that stuff off, you know, an hour before you want to go to bed. And then the bedroom is not to be used to sit and watch TV. It's not to be used to eat. It's not to be used to be on your phone. Typically, I tell young adults the bedroom is for two purposes, and the most important of those two is sleep. So go to bed when you're ready for sleep. Turn everything else off. But yeah, I agree with you 100%. Sleep is very crucial to health.
So very true. And I can't help but think too, in a lot of the information you're sharing, we're talking about lifestyle, and maybe it is changes, and starting those at a young age. And these aren't hard things to do. It's a matter of incorporating them into your everyday life and starting at a young age and continuing that so that your health is good for future years.
Absolutely. It's one of those things, your parents wanted the best for you, so they had a routine for you. Staying in that routine, there's reasons that you had routine. There's reasons why you did the things you did, from family meals to eating your fruits and vegetables to taking your Flintstone vitamins to drinking water and avoiding pop. And you're right, if you can continue doing those things, it absolutely can improve health.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What is the single most important thing men can do to improve their health? Coming from you.
That's a hard question. Number one, I would say, from a provider standpoint, come in yearly for a physical examination. Second thing, listen to your body. If something's telling you something's wrong, good chance there probably is. And number three, I'd say, it's lifestyle interventions. And that may actually be the number one best thing that people can do. As we said earlier, it's about your routine. It's about eating right. It's about exercising. It's about getting good rest. Doing those things will improve your overall quality of life as well as likely your longevity as well. But getting screened is so important. So please make sure you have a yearly physical examination.
Very good. And you did a nice job. That could roll right into this next question. However, I'm sure we're catching some people that are listening, men, some women, thinking about the men in their lives. If there's somebody that hasn't seen a doctor in years, didn't feel like they needed to, they've been healthy, they're listening to the program, where should they begin?
Depends on where they live, you know, and I guess the first thing is get scheduled, schedule an appointment. And if listening to us today, there are certain things that you're not doing, start them. You know, from eating your fruits and vegetables, getting your fiber, drinking water, cutting out some of those processed foods, getting sleep. Again, please start those. But again, getting a provider, listening to others on maybe on who they would recommend, but getting in, getting your yearly physical examination. You may be perfectly healthy. You may not have any questions or concerns, but by going in, having your blood pressure checked, checking your labs, doing those screenings, it's going to keep you healthy.
Very good. What final message would you like listeners to remember about men's health?
Number one is it's never too early. And number two, it's not too late to get healthcare. So again, starting now, you know, the end of this month, June 21st is Father's Day. So thank your fathers, but also remember, hey, this conversation, we're talking about men's health, it's Father's Day. It's a good time for all those dads out there to think about their kids, their loved ones. Hey, they want you to be around for a long time. How can you do it? Again, lifestyle interventions, but make your yearly physical exam. Come in a day, get it scheduled. It's important. You're taking care of others, and you'll be doing that for a long time as long as you get checked out and screened.
Mm-hmm. Excellent information. And Dr. Swisher, let's make sure we talk about the demographic of your population. Mm-hmm. What ages you see for those that are listening?
Absolutely. So brand new babies, newborns, all the way to end of life. I initially began practice actually doing deliveries, working in the ER, working in the hospital, and doing family medicine. I no longer do OBs or obstetrics. Typically, I don't work in the ER or the hospital settings any longer. So typically, I'm just here in family medicine, but I also did hospice with Unity Point Hospice for years. And again, it's beginning to the end. That's why I went into family medicine. I do a little bit of everything. I like doing the sports medicine. I like giving the education, taking students, teaching students. But I want to be there for generations. And that's the thing that I love about family medicine is it's not just about the patient. It's about the patient, their grandparents, their parents, their kids someday, and knowing the families. And that's why a lot of times I stress the importance of what is your family history? Knowing your family history, because that plays into the role of caring for the patient.
Mm-hmm. And just as you mentioned earlier, Father's Day is coming up. If you're getting together with your family, with your father, if you don't know that medical history, what a perfect time to be asking. You know, even as a young man, to find out in your dad's side what the medical history was, and so that you have that information going forward. Very important.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that a lot of times we've been taught that we're tough and we don't need to ask those questions and that we're just fine. But actually, it's quite the opposite. It's one of those things, the more you know about your family history, the more that you can share with us as providers, the better that we can prevent comorbidities. And again, like we talked about mental health, that's another thing that don't hide it. Don't try to say that you're fine. You know, listen to yourself. If something's going on, get out there, get screened, get help.
Yes. And that's what we want listeners to know, that there is help available. Before we close out the show, I just want to ask, too, when we last did a show with you, Dr. Mm-hmm. Swisher, it's when you started at your practice with Van Dees Family Health Clinic in Fort Dodge. Now we're nearly 6 months in. How's it going?
It's going great. Loving it. You know, I have great partners here, great staff here, great clinic manager. The transition's been great. Learning to use AI has been fun, but yet so important when it comes to the record taking. You know, a lot of times when patients haven't been here, I show them something that I'm doing. Now, that has been around for quite a while, but it's making things different, so I love that. Here at the clinic, of course, we have normal lab and x-ray, but just starting this week, our x-ray tech has an ultrasound machine, so we'll be able to do ultrasounds for clinic copay costs, which is wonderful, especially when it was taking months to get patients in for ultrasounds before. Now we can get them done within weeks. So it's been fantastic. The staff has been great. Having that consistent face and that consistent smile has been wonderful. So I miss my partners from before, but this has been a great opportunity and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, we are thrilled to have you, and you have been an excellent addition to the team at Van Deese Medical Center. And I'm so glad you did share. That is exciting news that we are able to offer ultrasound services at the Van Deese Family Health Clinic in Fort Dodge starting this week. Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful. For our listeners out there, I do want to mention Dr. Adam Swisher does see patients at Van Deese Family Health Clinic in Fort Dodge. You can schedule an appointment by calling 515-955-9200.
And I'd like to send another shout out for something else that's different. Dr. Samasetti, our orthopedic surgeon, is also coming to this location to help me with my sports medicine needs for all the students out there, but as well as for anybody's ailments when it comes to orthopedics. That's been wonderful. He is such a great physician, but not only that, person, listens, very personable, and is an exceptional surgeon.
He is. I couldn't have stated it better, and I'm thrilled that you mentioned that too. He is starting to see patients in the Fort Dodge Clinic and wants to even expand those days that he sees patients. He is terrific. His bedside manner is wonderful, and he too has just been an extraordinary addition to the team.
Yep, awesome. It's yes. Been great.
Yes. Well, again, to our listeners out there, we hope this program serves as a reminder for men to take charge of their health. So men, again, and the women in their lives, make sure, if nothing else, start with establishing a primary care provider. We have a number of physicians and mid-level providers that are available in the Fort Dodge Clinic, Webster City Clinic, and we also have clinics in Jewell and Stratford that are available. And make sure that you are scheduling that annual visit and getting that physical done. So,
well, thank you, Lori. Thanks for inviting me on. I enjoyed doing the show, and I'd be happy doing more in the future, but it's been great.
Sounds great. I want to thank you for being on the show to talk about men's health. It is such an important topic to cover, especially during the month of June. That is the Awareness Month, and we look forward to having you on future programs.
Thank you very much.
All right. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.